Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
I started loving you today.
Oh, okay.
Oh, welcome every morning. We'd like to welcome you in here this morning. We've got the heater out this morning a little bit, trying to knock a little bit of the cool off in here. My gas fireplace wouldn't fire up this morning. I don't know. I may have to get the technician in here to take care of that. But we're here, and we're looking forward to another great show here on the Clay County Corner, where we come to you live and in living color on your radio dial, which happens to be tuned to 101.5 Kix Country, where we broadcast from our tremendous tower out at Midway to all over this region here. And we appreciate having you sitting in with us this morning. Got some interesting things to talk about, and I don't know where we may wander off on this. Got a guest, Mr. Wayne Nelson, who was, I don't know, he may have been a... When did you get out of high school, Wayne?
72.
And when?
1972.
So you were there when I was first got started.
Absolutely.
You was finishing by the time I started. But I'm going to be talking about the ID board a little bit, and then I think Dr. Young and Beverly are going to come in and talk about a little tourist meeting we got coming up next week. So we've got some good stuff going on. And let's see, we want to remind folks that this is homecoming weekend over at Clay County High School, and I think the schedule for the homecoming parade is it's going to leave over at Clay County High School at 1:30, which will bring it here to town pretty soon after that. And I think they've got kind of a circuitous route this year.
That's a big word.
Yes, they're coming up and going through the four-way stop and over toward the nursing home and then back down Pitcock Lane in front of the elementary school or something or other, and then back down to the main street here in Salina, and then go back up that way up to and exiting up at the end of East Lake, maybe. I don't know. Of course, they may change that for them, but just gather around the square here up and down the streets, and you'll see them come through. And make sure, you know, keep a leash on you youngins. Because, you know, there's lots of traffic coming through, and we know the kids, sometimes, you know, they may even pitch out candy or something like that, but sometimes, you know, our youngsters could place themselves in danger, so, you know, be careful today. As you're heading to Salina at that time, for about an hour or so, you're going to have a tough time of getting through the main part of town. But with that, let's see, we've got our birthday and anniversary club today. We'll be giving away another one of those tremendous prizes from over the Clay Chamber, courtesies of WVFB-FM. And also, we want to thank the folks that make this show possible here each Thursday morning. The three-star committee, the Chamber of Commerce, and all the great folks that advertise here on this air, where we try to do this and have an air of interesting conversation for everyone. And hopefully today will play out the same way. Maybe it will. But we really enjoy doing this. And I guess with that, we'll just take a little short break from some of our great sponsors, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We all want our children to grow up safe and healthy. We all want to warn our children about the dangers of methamphetamines and other drugs. But the single biggest reason many of us are reluctant to start the conversation is because we are afraid of the uncomfortable questions. Mom, Dad, did you use drugs? Let's start by stating the obvious. This isn't about what you did or didn't do. It's about your child's safety and health. So take action. Be clear on your stance about methamphetamine use.
Explain the dangers and consequences of methamphetamine use. Remember, children who feel like their point of view is valued may be more willing to engage in a conversation. In response to what your child says, use non-judgmental statements to make sure they feel listened to. Then follow up with a question. Let them know you care and you are there to talk whenever needed. Remember, don't stop talking after one conversation. Continue talking with your teens as they get older. For more information, please visit SAMHSA.gov. That's SAMHSA.gov.
This project is funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services and the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Welcome back, everyone. Like I said, it's a nice, crisp morning here in Clay County. I guess that's Damless ain't on the run. He just gone to the bank or something. He ain't got no sirens on. But we got an emergency vehicle outside the window here. And this courtroom this week became an active courtroom again this week for a day. I don't know whether they had any cases up here or not, but we had Chancery Court set up here this week. So we may be the oldest active courthouse still up and running, even though it is just on a auxiliary basis. And it was kind of great to see that again. They got the tables out and had everything set up for them. So we're still alive here, and we're still working on a Rolly Hole Marble Museum. Just got a whole bunch of things going on, and got, like I said, Mr. Wayne Nelson here with us this morning, who is the, I guess, the chairperson for...
Chairman for the Joint Industrial Development Board.
And we'll let him kind of tell us. We might just start off, Wayne, let you fill people in on Wayne Nelson from about 1972 up to right now real quick.
Oh, my. Moved around, been everywhere from Utah to Virginia, back to Tennessee, moved back here about 6 years ago.
Okay, and you know, and I know you're retired now.
I am.
Your working career, what all did that involve?
That's why I moved so many places. It involved me being an industrial engineer in soft trades, like clothing and stuff for several years, and then in 2002, I started work as a manufacturing engineer for Volvo Trucks, make the big Class 8 trucks.
Okay, so you've kind of had a wide range there. Of course, you had a good foundation in that. Your father was eventually became the manager. He was assistant manager here at Oshkosh and Salina
and
for years.
Manager in Columbia, Kentucky.
In North Columbia, Kentucky, when the garment industry was a pretty good thing in this area.
Absolutely.
Here, which kind of went away. You know, there's a lot of things involved in that. I know a lot of folks, you know, want to blame our NAFTA folks and all that, but I know from where Wayne was at, he knows that probably the big reason was that just the shift in the branding of Oshkosh, where they went from making work clothes, blue jeans, and industrial garments for folks that worked in plants and things, to making children's clothes. And I think they looked all over the South and looked at all the factories they had and thought, you know, it's going to cost us $1 billion to refurbish all those factories where we can make that. And they, of course, they had already made plans to for many, many years. I know Wayne's probably familiar with, you know, with his dad and them, where they actually sent folks down to Haiti and places, not Haiti,
absolutely,
but Guatemala and those places down there to teach them how to make breeches.
Yes.
And it wound up that they were teaching the folks that were going to have their jobs in a few years.
Yes, I went through a period like that as well.
I mean, that, you know, that was something that started many, many years ago. When, of course, that, you know, that's kind of the reason Oshkosh came. They moved from the north to the south, and when it got to the south, they kept going further south.
That's right.
But, you know, it was a great run here for the county and the upper Cumberland area, because we had a lot. We were making clothing for the world.
Absolutely.
But now, let's get back online now.
Okay.
You made it back. Where did you retire? Where were you living when you... Over in Virginia.
Yeah.
And there's something about this place that kind of draws you back.
Absolutely. Love this place.
And you've been here now since
2016.
That's full time. Well, what about over the years? Did you come back and visit quite a bit, or did you just...
I primarily went and visited my parents in Kentucky.
Yeah.
I came through occasionally, but not as often as I probably should have.
Okay, and I know growing up, another field I know you're definitely, and that is the music field.
Well, I used to be, yes. It's been a long time.
I think you youngsters had a little band here back in the 70s.
We did. Had several, actually.
Yeah. So you didn't try to pursue that after you got your degree and thought, I need to make a real living, or...
Actually, I didn't try to pursue it as a living. I'm dabbled in it for many years with many bands in many different places.
And it's great to have you back here, and I know you're getting involved in a lot of things. And like I said, the major thing was, I don't know, how did you first become acquainted with this joint board?
I was invited to become a member to take Jed Donaldson's place on the board.
And from that, you wound up right now being in charge
of
the meeting.
Became the vice chairman, and now I'm the chairman, yeah.
Yeah, that means you're in charge of the meeting. That really don't mean you're in charge.
No, not at all.
Okay, now, let's talk a little bit about what's going on with the Joint Industrial Board right now.
Well, the big project we got working, and it's developed over the past, I guess, 2 years with requests for funding and then a getting selected for the funding, and then the approval processes and contractors and things of that nature. But we're about to finish up the site development grant that we got. The grant was $500,000, and we're about to finish that up. If you've been up Mitchell Street, you've seen a lot of heavy equipment and a lot of dirt being moved.
Okay, now, how far back does this project, do you know how far, when they purchased the land? And how
I
many
do not.
Years?
That was before my time, but it's been a few years ago. Yes.
Okay, and I do know over there that there's been a kind of a change in the strategy of developing a site like that here. Well, you know, tell us a little bit about that. You know, the size of the buildings and things like that, and pre-building stuff. And
well, we're just trying to get the site prepared, and that requires, you know, having good soil, compressed soil. So somebody, if they want to build a building, they can come in and put it right there.
So, you know, I know something that we ran into here with some of our existing buildings is the kind of, I guess, the change in the types of industry that are looking for spec buildings, buildings to move into, and that is the most of the industrial, heavy-duty industrial work, that they require a little minor thing like maybe a 16-foot door. And we have built a number of buildings here with probably no higher probably than a 12-foot door.
Right.
And found out that we really can't get folks in them.
It wasn't suitable.
Okay. Now, if you were a prospective industry of some type that wanted to move in over there, what would be make a little bit of the process that would be involved in that?
Well, of course, we will be advertising it as a building-ready site.
Okay.
So, we don't plan on putting anything there, but we plan on making that available with utilities and a good solid foundation so somebody can put a building in tomorrow.
So they can come in and call the concrete folks and say, come
That's
fix
right.
me a pad.
Exactly right.
90 by 180.
Yeah.
And we can do what we want to with it.
Absolutely.
Within, of course, the specifications that are required by the state of Tennessee
and
the industry standard guidelines. So that, and hopefully that will be attractive to folks like that. And the grants and the money that made this available, tell us a little bit about them, the process of going through, and I know it's been a pretty long process on this one.
Well,
some of the things you ran into with land surveys and digging dirt up to check it.
Yes, we had to do archaeological study. that's too early in the morning for that kind of word. To go back to the original question, of course, we had to apply to the state when we found funding were available for projects, and we had to get an engineering study prepared. And that's so we could make a request to receive funding. And that's those kind of things is sometimes you get selected and sometimes you don't. So historically we've submitted that this same project I think a couple of times in the past and we never got approval, but we got an approval for this. We hired an engineer to prepare the specs for the land, and we're about 3 weeks from completion of the project.
Okay, you know, when you talk about the study, I know, like up at the Donaldson Park, one of the things there, you know, if you disturb more than 6 inches of dirt, you got to get a study, and a lot of things involve the what we might call the prehistoric
exactly
things here, because along the river, this was a, I guess, the proper place saying the home of indigenous people many centuries ago.
Yes.
And I think maybe there may be still maybe an Indian tribe somewhere or another that has to approve things on some of these things.
That's correct. We had several tribes that we had to get approval from them to actually proceed with the land altering.
Okay, what about the floodplain thing?
That particular property is not in the floodplain, believe it or not.
Okay, because a lot of the property down in that area is.
Absolutely.
Where a lot of people have their homes and things. Well, Wayne, we're going to take a little short break,
sure.
Get a few words in from our sponsors, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about this. We'll be right back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday at Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We all want our children to grow up safe and healthy. We all want to warn our children about the dangers of methamphetamines and other drugs. But the single biggest reason many of us are reluctant to start the conversation is because we are afraid of the uncomfortable questions. Mom, Dad, did you use drugs? Let's start by stating the obvious. This isn't about what you did or didn't do. It's about your child's safety and health. So take action. Be clear on your stance about methamphetamine use.
Explain the dangers and consequences of methamphetamine use. Remember, children who feel like their point of view is valued may be more willing to engage in a conversation. In response to what your child says, use non-judgmental statements to make sure they feel listened to. Then follow up with a question. Let them know you care and you are there to talk whenever needed. Remember, don't stop talking after one conversation. Continue talking with your teens as they get older. For more information, please visit SAMHSA.gov. That's SAMHSA.gov.
This project is funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services and the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Welcome back, everyone. I have Mr. Wayne Nelson here with us this morning. Before we do that, we'd like to do, you know, a special shout-out to our anti-drug coalition here in Clay County. That they're doing a wonderful job of, you know, fighting the problem that we have now with young people, especially, and then I know that they've had some a lot of events and things, but you know, if there's any way that you can help support them, and when they have some type of meeting or some program, you know, be available to help them if necessary, and to you know, to work on this problem that is not just a Clay County problem, but it is a nationwide problem. And with that, Wayne, let's talk a little bit more about, I know another thing over there that's going to come to pass, I think, looking maybe about sometime a year or so in the future, and that is the truck bypass. Now, what kind of effect is that going to have on the industrial side over there?
Actually, it makes it. Us having that property on Mitchell Street makes it quite attractive for us because the proposed grant will pass, actually clip the one corner of our property. So we have easy and truck access in and out, and it would facilitate anybody that wanted to locate there on that property.
And that might also be a good way to attract one of the major fuel depot places there, because I know I'd say if I was a truck driver, I'd much rather just when I'm heading up toward I-65, a lot of them come through this way, I'd rather just bypass over Cookeville, Livingston, some of those places, and have a nice little place here in Salina to refuel my rig.
Absolutely.
And you know, as we've noticed, we have got, you know, this change in the traffic pattern here now, where we've got plenty of big trucks coming through here. And it's not real easy to get through here. There really ain't no way to get through here without nearly running over somebody or clipping the corner of a building or things like that. But, you know, that should cure that problem. And that, I think, you know, we're looking maybe about a year off. I know surveying has been done, and I know that they're getting ready. I guess the next step is going to be purchasing property over there.
Purchasing property, yes.
And So y'all have a little piece you'll probably get sale to the state, maybe, won't you? Recoup a little bit of your investment. Okay.
Just FYI, the projected volume increase in trucks coming through this area is supposed to be about 10 times its rate in the next 10 years.
And we have anywhere from 3 to 5.
Right. 100.
Every day coming through here. I think we got thousands of vehicles coming through this town. And it's not all just the log trucks that we see. And if you have to get out and do a little driving at night, it's amazing how many of the 18-wheelers you see heading toward Tompkinsville and Glasgow to get on I-65 up to Cave City all night long. So it's not just the daytime traffic that we see. And, of course, we realize that, you know, all this traffic coming through Salina, it destroys the city streets. If we notice here in front of the bakery, how they're already, you know, it's fagging down there where all the big trucks stop and start. So, you know, there's just a lot of things involved. It's not just redirecting traffic, but it's going to enable us to do some street work, some sidewalk work and things like that without having to worry about the big trucks running over things.
Absolutely.
So, you know, and hopefully, you know, that they'll get that thing up and going. And I do know that, you know, one of our governor's promises a few years ago was that all county seats would have a four-lane access to Interstate 40, and that's nearly come to pass.
Almost.
I think we're like a couple, 3 miles over in Overton County having that here. So, you know, that also is going to make a difference. Because, you know, Wayne, we grew up when we were all one-lane roads.
Oh, my goodness.
And it took you 30 to 40 minutes to get to Livingston.
Absolutely.
And golly, sometimes maybe nearly an hour to get to Burksville.
Yeah.
And when it snowed, we couldn't get out at all.
Yeah, I couldn't get anywhere.
And, you know, we have good highways here in Clay County.
We do.
And I think the city's got a project maybe up where they're going to repave most of the streets here in Salina. We're getting the sewer updated and upgraded. So
the ID board actually has a project in that sort of, it's a joint project between the city, county, and the ID board, and we're going to replace a portion of their phase two that would go from the backside of our Mitchell Street property to back to the headworks, or
so,
sewer plant itself.
So, you know, all these things are tied together.
We got another, again, we went through the same process, and we got another $500,000 grant to help with that. We thought it would take care of that whole phase two that would take it from the headworks to Westlake Avenue or thereabouts. But by the time we got quotes and approvals and everything, we're only going to be able to do about half that.
But we're making progress.
And that should start mid-November. Probably.
So, folks, now you're able to see some of the fruits of the labors around here. I know there's been, for many, many years, you know, talk of things to be done, and it looks like, you know, there's going to be some shovels hitting the ground here before long.
Yeah.
And I think maybe the last little snippet I think I saw in one of the local papers is that there is a right now about ready to get cranked up on the jail. So looks like things are moving.
Absolutely.
And we look like we've got some other folks going to come in here in a minute. But right now, I'm going to read our birthdays off, and we'll take a little short break, and we'll be right back. Celebrating birthdays this past week, Mr. Douglas Bryant celebrated the birthday, Ms. Linda Collins, Mr. Joey Cole, Mr. Arliss Strong, Leslie Burton Smith, and Kai Strong. All these folks had birthdays this past week. Now, don't forget, 931-243-5574 will get you our handy-dandy answering machine here. And you need to remember that you're speaking to an answering machine, so speak slowly and clearly, and don't start too quick. You know, make sure that it's now ready to record where you don't cut off the first name of the person you're reaching to celebrate a birthday for. Just easy things like that. And we really appreciate the folks that call in, and I know you'll appreciate the gift that WVFB has provided for you to help you celebrate your birthday. And with that, we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We all want our children to grow up safe and healthy. We all want to warn our children about the dangers of methamphetamines and other drugs. But the single biggest reason many of us are reluctant to start the conversation is because we are afraid of the uncomfortable questions. Mom, Dad, did you use drugs? Let's start by stating the obvious. This isn't about what you did or didn't do. It's about your child's safety and health. So take action. Be clear on your stance about methamphetamine use.
Explain the dangers and consequences of methamphetamine use. Remember, children who feel like their point of view is valued may be more willing to engage in a conversation. In response to what your child says, use non-judgmental statements to make sure they feel listened to. Then follow up with a question. Let them know you care and you are there to talk whenever needed. Remember, don't stop talking after one conversation. Continue talking with your teens as they get older. For more information, please visit SAMHSA.gov. That's SAMHSA.gov.
This project is funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services and the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Welcome back, everyone. We are back again with the second segment today. I think Mr. Nelson, he had to run over to the Steel House recording studio, Mr. Andy Smith. They've got some lady coming down, young lady from Illinois that's working on a CD over there, I think.
Uh-huh.
That's another one of our businesses here that's not real well known locally, but is gaining quite a reputation as an independent record producer, and that is Mr. Andy Smith. And he's been on a couple, maybe one time, I know, with one of his artists, and got to get him back over again because I think he's staying pretty busy right now.
I remember Wayne and Danny and that bunch, William, all playing music when they were in high school, and I never could find a microphone. I always had them.
You had to help out. Like I said, I think I started teaching in 1970, I guess, and I know Wayne was one of the young men that was here at that time, and they were a neat group of young men, and they have a large majority of those young men have, in their day and their time, been very important citizens, not only here in Solana, but in lots of other places. I think there's some doctors, lawyers, I don't know if there's any Indian chiefs or not, but a lot of them developed out of that group. And I know they were just a fun group to be around when they were youngsters.
I know Dickie Cherry told me an interesting story once. He was one of the bodyguards for the governor.
Right.
And the governor at that time was a big buddy of the governor of Arkansas. And the governor of Arkansas played the guitar. And he'd come and visit the governor of Tennessee, and they'd get down in the basement of the governor's mansion, and Dick would round up some more people, and then they'd jam down.
Have a big jam session. You know, lots of problems get settled that way.
That's it.
And
I know, okay, now, what we got going on? You might want to introduce Beverly.
I'd like to do that. We have been able to secure the services of a tourism director. For many, many years, the executive directors of the Chambers of Commerce in the Upper Cumberland area, I know, and I think across the state, have been working with the Department of Tourist Development to see if we couldn't round up some extra funding for a position in our Chambers of Commerce for a tourism director. And we've been able to do that in Clay County, and I think most of the other Upper Cumberland counties will be doing the same thing in the near future. But we've been able to secure the services of a local girl who knows everybody. And
is that good or bad?
I don't know sometimes.
But I didn't have the pleasure of having her as a student because she's too young for that. She was in about, I guess, fourth or fifth grade when I left here. But she's been in sales a good portion of her career, and very extroverted, ready to get out and talk to people and make things happen. And making things happen is what she's doing already down at the Chamber of Commerce. Much improved website coming down the pike. We've been working on that. And Facebook, she's got something new on Facebook every day. And then all these other activities that she's coming up with. We were able to get another grant to send her to the Governor's Conference on Tourism this year. And she came back from there with all kinds of ideas, and she's putting those into place now. And she'll tell you about a meeting that's coming up Monday with the folks from Tourist Development. And then she's going to be one of the stars of the show at trick or trunk, I think they call it, don't they?
Well, it's just it's line of trick or treat. They did away with the trunk.
Oh, they did away with the trunk.
But it's not out of the back of the cars anymore.
Okay.
We've got all the merchants lined up around here.
I know my wife has been busy packing over 700 trick or treat bags.
And I know all the parents are real proud of the sugar high that everybody does for their youngsters. But now, I know Beverly's one of these howdy how you doing young ladies.
Yes. And so now let me introduce Beverly Murphy. Beverly Murphy, welcome to the Chamber of Commerce, and we look forward to having a fantastic year with you.
Oh, thank y'all so much. I'm so glad to be able to do something for the county I'm so proud to be born and raised in, and I'm so excited to see what all tourism's going to be able to help all of our businesses do. And we've got such an amazing place here, and I can't wait to get everybody involved and let everybody see once again what all we have to offer here. And we've come up with a little slogan, y'all. We want everybody to see Clay our way. So we want to show y'all once again what all we used to do, how we used to all be involved in so many things around here. It used to mean to us to sit on the square and whittle, what it used to mean to us to have a little music going on downtown, and the old feeling we used to get that when we used to sit around and enjoy what our grandmother and our grandfather and them used to do. We want to show everybody else in different areas just what we all love here. So that's what I hope to do, and help other businesses around here get into that old feeling again, to bring it back what we all did when we had the high school musicals, how we were all involved. And so I'm just really excited to be able to come out, and I want to try to get into every business that I can and put some of the businesses on little blogs and little YouTubes and little TikToks, and just showcase y'all. That's what I want to do, is just promote everybody here.
Very good. And how are we going to go about that? Is that something we're working on right now?
Yes. People have actually agreed to actually come on and do some little things with me, some little skits with me, and some little stuff with me. And so we're going, Clay County is actually fixing to go, like I said, to YouTube and to TikTok and to other few little things. And we're doing some things with Facebook. And then we're fixing to start doing a few more things, too, with the media, like I said. But everybody was so, so amazing with the pictures and the photographers and the filming crew. Everybody just fell right in there and just acted like they was at home and treated those people so amazing. And that all will come out. And some people weren't home, and we didn't catch some people in the office and stuff, but it wasn't a problem. They just scooted on down to the next building.
Well, you know, we have so many folks for tourism or just various things that come in and want to kind of tell folks what Clay County and Salina is like from their point of view.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, what we're looking to do, what you're looking to do, we've been trying to do is to, you know, us look at Salina, Clay County, Pea Ridge, New Hope,
everywhere,
Pine Hill, all these places from the perspective of the folks that live here, and to not come in with some kind of big crazy ideas about what it ought to be or what it can be, but we start with what it is and what it aspires to be from our point of view, because you know we know we have we've got a lot of folks we've got to indoctrinate. You know, we have visitors, we have folks come in and visit, come back and buy, and a lot of them come in and they get all settled in and everything, and they forget why they came here, because you know this is kind of like Mayberry or somewhere or another where there's not a lot of services, and they come in and they start asking, you know, do we have this, do we have that, and you say, well, you didn't come here for that, you left that, and you know here's what services we have. You know, we try to keep them all updated, keep everything, you know, up to par, but it's not going to be where we've got a fire station on every corner, where we've got a policeman standing in every cornfield, that type thing. You know, it is a little bit different here, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Thomas, you'll hear more about this later on. We've got Timmy Scott and Paulette working on a project right now. That project is to have some sort of a get-together for the newcomers and the members of the Chambers of Commerce. Maybe a hot dog lunch or a picnic or whatever. But we have a lot of folks who have moved into this community, and they've retired from some job somewhere, and they may have skills that would be very valuable to us, that we could enlist their services to get them to work directly with us on committees and things like that. We don't ever have too many volunteers, and we're finding that most of the folks who are moving in are retired, and they are more prone to volunteer than the folks who are still working. So we've got that project coming up, and Timmy and Paulette will be in when they get farther along on the planning for that and talk to you about that.
Well, you know, our makeup of age-wise, the majority of our people now fall in what range here in Clay
County? One in every four people in Clay County are 65 or older.
Thank goodness.
And so that's getting there.
And with our health industry and things like that today, you know, 65, we went through that. We considered ourselves youngsters. And, of course, you and I still do, even though you're quite a bit older than me. And we're looking for folks, like you say, we're not looking for folks that want to come in here and change things, but to kind of help make the things that we have more, compatible with the way life is today.
Well, I think we have a lot to offer the people. They chose us as a place to retire, and they came on here, and having chosen us, I don't think they really want to come in and change everything. However, they may be able to bring some things to us that we've always thought about having, but for whatever reason we didn't have. So maybe we can find a happy medium here and make Clay County a better place to live, work, and play for everybody.
You know, we have lots of old ideas, don't we?
We do.
We have plenty of old ideas, but we don't have. Sometimes it's kind of hard for the people that thought up the old ideas to get used to someone else having a little bit of a different idea, don't they?
And I think Tom, that Clay County is a real mecca for tourism. This past year, according to the Department of Tourism Development, Clay County set a record in spending by visitors. They spent more money than they ever have, according to those records. But then I started looking around, and we beat some of our neighboring counties, but one county beat us and beat us pretty bad. And so we're after them now. According to the Department of Tourism Development, our visitors this past year spent over $3 million in Clay County. However, and again, that's a record. But in looking at Pickett County, they spent $12 million. Well, we started looking to see how that happened. How did they spend so much more money up there? Well, one, they have some big fish tournaments up there, and they have four a year. And so we're supporting a fish tournament now that'll be coming up next month, a crappie tournament headquartering out of Dale Hollow Marina and Cedar Hill Marina. And hopefully that's going to bring lots and lots of people to Clay County. And we also looked up there to see what else. We didn't think it could be just the fishing tournaments. So what we found was that they have 115 BRBOs or bed and breakfast accommodations, and they're making a ton of money from that. So now we have the getaway, and then all of our other BRBOs and B&Bs, and if we have any out there listening, Give us a call at the chamber. We'd like to list you because these people coming to this crappie tournament are already looking for places to stay. So give us a call and let us know you're available.
Okay, now talk a little bit something else here. You know, with the spending of the $3 million, the $12 million up there, what effect, I mean, we know where most of that money goes to. It goes to the tourist industry, to the folks that own the boat dock and things like that. How do we compare with, is there any way that, like, with our downtown spending to their downtown spending?
I tried to find that kind of information, wasn't able to do so. I think the department has become far more aware of the importance of metrics. That's how we all of a sudden got more money for tourism than we've ever had. They have proven to the state legislature that tourism is the state's number two industry, only behind agriculture. And as such, they've decided to throw some money in there and see if we can't increase that tourism. Lots of people used to go to Florida, but for whatever reason, they're stopping off now in Tennessee, and Nashville is just unbelievable now as a tourist attraction. But our lakes, we're the only county that I know of that has two lakes in it. We look across the way here, and we think that's Cumberland River. But you and I are old enough to remember when you could wade across the Cumberland River. That's now Cordell Hull Lake. You can never wade across it anymore.
All the way up to the dam.
I owned a farm up there, and the folks who lived on the other side of the river there would ford the river in the summertime instead of driving all the way around to get to their place. But those days are gone forever, and now that we have two lakes in Clay County, completely different kinds of lakes. You don't get out on the Cordell Hull Lake and water ski on this end. But there's some fantastic fishing, and just this time of the year to take a boat trip down the river and see the colors is just absolutely magnificent.
And if any young entrepreneur that's got plenty of time and everything would like to get into the kayaking business, we are in the prime spot, of probably anywhere in the state of Tennessee, with the things that we have, things that are available. I know we kayak down in the river itself, you go up the river and go up Kettle Creek, which you weren't supposed to do with the steamboat, McFarland Creek, all of those places, we're not taking advantage of that. But I do know there's one thing that is land-based tourism. And, of course, I know the development districts are working now on the thing we worked on a number of years ago, and that is the historic Cumberland Byway. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, that is going to bring us land tourists, folks driving through here, because we are the beginning or the end.
What all we got now, Thomas? We've got the Cumberland Gap deal. We've got the Confederate Trail. Have we not got a music trail?
Yeah, we've got the music sound right out the door
and
here.
The top secret trail. So that's four trails that I know of that we've got coming through Salina. And that people actually get out and do that.
But they go online and search. If you go online and search now, it'll bring you up to the Cumberland Trail. It'll send you to our website, which hopefully is going to get redone a little bit.
There's some work going on right now to create a mural trail. Now, a few years ago, we had a quilt trail with a travel around and look at all the designs on the barns and places like that. Well, now they're coming around looking at the murals, and just this week, Beverly was able to get us some folks up here from the Department of Tourism Development to start taking pictures and video. Tell us about that.
Well, one thing I want to say is when you start talking about tourism, y'all, when you start being a little bit more involved in tourism and stuff, too, you're going to start talking about you're getting more tourists into your county. You're going to start talking about more jobs being available, too, y'all, because you're going to become more busy in your businesses. So you're bringing more jobs into your area when you become a more tourist-involved county, too. And one thing that, you know, y'all were talking about the kayak, and we have our wonderful lake, and it's amazing, and that is our biggest asset, it really is. But we also have our river, like you said, for kayaking. And then we have all these trails that are amazing, y'all, for horseback riding. you know, some people used to horseback ride all the time, and a lot of people don't do it as much as they used to did, but it is a big thing for a lot of people. And
Dividing Ridge Trail.
Yes, we've got so many beautiful, beautiful places to horseback ride, and they used to be horseback riders somewhere all the time, you know. And that's one thing we did with the cameras the other day is we got on horses and filmed, and there is also, you know, stuff, bicycling fixing to become a big thing for tourism in the state of Tennessee, so we may end up becoming a bicycle area.
Well, no, see, that's one of the things with the Divide and Ridge Road, that is a great mountain biking trail. It's about 7 or 8 miles long, goes through second growth timber. It has mud holes in it. It has up and down hills.
So it's a good terrain.
It's got all the good things they're looking for.
Beverly, there's a rumor that you and your husband were out in the river on horseback.
Yes, we was.
Well,
I wonder how you got thrown in. Yes, we were in the middle of the river, and they took pictures of us in the river on horseback and everything.
Well, I thought horses were smarter than that.
Oh no, mine she loves water, and I'm telling you, it's a wonder she hadn't went plumb under. We were lucky we didn't get drenched.
But you know, like I've said for so many years, and Doug also has said that, is, you know, we have the traffic coming through the city of Salina, coming through Clay County. We just got to get them to stop here and spend just a little bit of money, and we've got to have something for them to stop for. And we're working on some of those things there, and just so many. I know if you've noticed the last little bit, and shout outs to Mayor Luke Collins on that. The entrances to Salina, the signage and things like that have cleaned up quite a bit. And, of course, something that irritates a lot of people is looking around at the four-way stop and seeing all the auction signs there.
Yeah.
I think there's probably a city ordinance against that somewhere or another. But, you know, that's we really don't like to see those, even when we go to towns and visit. We like to see that, just a good, nice, clean-looking spot when we come in. And I think that's something that we need to, you know, the first sight you see of Salina is, you know, that's going to determine whether or not you stop here.
Tom, I've got a tourism story. Go. I own W.L. Brown & Son clothing store here on the square. You've heard me talk on this program before. I had 5 or 6 stores around the square who were my competition. And today, I don't know that you can buy a pair of boots in Clay County anymore. But one summer afternoon, this lady came in and bought me out of Bobby Brooks blouses. And I realized real quick I was selling them too cheap, because the next afternoon she brought her buddies back and they bought all I had. So I got me some more and went up on the price.
We're about to run out of time. I need a number today between, let's see, 1 and 6.
14.
I knew it.
Hey, Burnaby's saying it, and I can't hear him, but he's saying something.
Between 1 and 4. 6.
Oh,
okay. That would be Mr. Arlen Strong. You're not the first one that's done that, A.C. Doug.
No.
With that, I guess it's about time we shut the doors to the old building here, get everything put up where it belongs, and remind you that we'll be rebroadcasting this evening about 6 o'clock. And like I said, we're also streamed on the Del Hall Horizon newspaper site, where you can go listen there. And once again, it's been a pleasure having our guests here with us today. I'd like to thank them for being here.
Thank you so much.
May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And hopefully we'll meet you again here next Thursday morning at 9 o'clock on WVFB FM 101.5. May the good Lord bless and keep you until then. And with that, good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.